Petrov entered the missile system's command suite. The technicians on duty were enlisted men, but unlike most in the Russian military, they were volunteers, not conscripts. After all, the S-400 was one of the motherland's most prestigious new weapon systems. Its operation could not be trusted to farmhands from Siberia.
We have a target.
He glanced back at the large FSB enforcer who had followed him into the control suite.
This is not a drill. Terrorists have seized control of a British Airways jet and are planning to use it as a missile. We cannot allow that to happen. We have orders to shoot it down. Sergeant Yevgeny, here are the details.
He handed the coordinates to the sergeant, who fed it into the missile system's targeting system. Yevgeny's face snapped up, his expression quizzical.
Sir, this is outside of our airspace. We have no legal authority to take
the order comes from the highest authority.
Petrov wished that he had a drink in his hand.
We will carry it out as instructed. We have no choice.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a firing solution?
Petrov numbly acted out the routine that he had trained to do 100 times.
Yes, Lieutenant Colonel. She's flying...
She's what?
She is flying low and slow. We can't miss.
See that you don't.
Yevgeny, with his hand poised over the launch button, looked at his commanding officer.
Sir, the plane will be out of range in 9 minutes.
Petrov couldn't bring himself to deliver the death sentence out loud, for that was what it was.
Sergeant Yevgeny, you have your orders.
The sergeant obeyed them. His eyes closed as if in silent prayer. His fingers stabbed the button.